stylistically and lyrically, you sound a lot older than you actually are. How does the writing process sort of work, and has it emerged naturally, or is it something you've really worked hard at, like the other styles and stuff?
Well, it's a skill, so you have to work hard at anything that you do. Yeah, it was hard. It wasn't like these types of things, like just this album. It was a long time of really hard work, you know, getting the train up, getting to London, and loads of bags, and like just it was hard, really, really difficult.
So with the album coming together, was it you sort of let it grow naturally, or was it a forced thing where you were really sort of going full out on it all the time?
Well, luckily, I had loads of time to make it. I was like 18 when I got signed, and Jimmy, who I worked with, is a pretty laid back guy. So we spent the first year pretty much listening to records. So I'd go around and we'd just play music and sort of drink whiskey and that.
You've got the single Through the Night coming out in January, but it was supposed to come out this summer. Can you sort of explain the big accident that happened that sort of held that back?
Well, in May I broke my back. It was all put on hold. Yeah, so I'm still recovering now. So yeah, everything had to be put on hold.
You were in hospital for quite a while. So how did you cope?
I'd finished the album and I was going on to perform at Glastonbury and do loads and loads of exciting things. I was really angry that I was in hospital and I couldn't do anything about it. I was furious. And the only thing that got me through it was to visualise myself getting better and visualise me being an artist and singing and performing again.
How did that affect your outlook on your music? Has it completely changed the way you look on your opportunities and stuff like that?
I think if something that massive happens to a person, it does change you. You know, the only positive I can think of this the horrible time that it was is that I think I've got more depth as a person because I've experienced something so traumatic. So I've got a different perspective on certain things and I think about things differently. Not everything, but I think about things now that I wouldn't think about before.
Do you think it's changed the way you write and the way you sort of present yourself as a musician?
Yeah, I've kept a big thick journal. Someone bought it for me, and when I was in hospital, it's gorgeous, like leather thing, distressed leather, so nice. And that was the only thing I could do really, because I couldn't get out of the bed, I couldn't move. So I used to be like sort of on numerous amounts of drugs, just talking to myself in this journal.
And earlier you mentioned that you missed out on performing at Glastonbury and other events like that. Has it motivated you and sort of inspired you to carry on and to get another chance to do those things?
Yeah, I mean, I was determined before, but now, like, there's no stopping me. I think if you have something like that happen to you, that kind of accident, singing's just like walk in the park.
So there was never any point when you sort of thought, I can't carry on singing? You always wanted to, as soon as you were in hospital, you were banging on the doors to get out, as it were.
Yeah, it's so boring being in hospital. It drags any kind of life out of you. I had to think about, if I get better, I'm going to have this amazing opportunity.
One of those opportunities was last night at the Little Noise Sessions, where you supported Elbow. How was that?
Amazing. I've never performed in a church before, and there's something about performing in like a cathedral. There's a beautiful atmosphere. And it was just me and my keyboard player, so it was very stripped back, you know. I loved every second of it. I was terrified, absolutely terrified, but it was great. And then I got to watch Elba after as well, which is always good. Though you wish me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you.
How important do you think events like that are, not just for uprising artists, but sort of the charities that they go towards as well?
It's so important. I love that I was doing something that was actually for a good cause. I love that any tiny thing that I can do, whatever, you know, I love to be a part of something good. Yeah. And you could tell the audience, there was a lovely